Okay. When you guided meditation in the past two afternoons, I've enjoyed slipping past the high energy of rapture / joy. I found these meditations incredibly grounding and at the same time streaming with energy. I'm finding it difficult to get past joy without your vocal guidance. Can you offer suggestions? Well, I think one is a memory, in the sense that you've had, and it's an experiential memory. So they say, okay, that's possible to go past that sort of, say, that excitement of rapture and joy, and be grounded in something that's very stilling, but still clear and spacious. So that the tuning into the body, because the body remembers these things, and we can, because if we try to think our way, okay, now how did that happen? So that I got past rapture and joy and got to no. It's sort of, but coming into the body the body remembers, and to be able to allow the rhythm of the breath, the sort of the feeling, perceptions that attend that those feelings of joy, but still. Yeah, that steadiness and clarity, trying to connect with it on a bodily level, on a physical level, that's what I would suggest. Because I think one of the the tendency for energy, rapture and joy is, I mean, it's an energy. There can be that level of excitement that comes up. It sort of bubbles up. That's neat. That's sort of when you give an image of what joy does. It bubbles up. So moving the energy down and through the body, allowing it to settle. I think that's a skillful way to work with that joint, not letting it go up into, because once it comes up, then it goes into the proliferating mind, the thinking mind.